Happy Father's Day to all you dad and dad figures out there. This morning's gospel is really one of the more challenging gospels that exist for us. In fact, shortly after this discourse from Jesus, many people turned away from him. Many people walked away at the idea that Jesus was suggesting that you should eat of my flesh. It's a hard kind of a concept to try to understand. But one of the things that jumped out at me during my prayer this week over these scriptures comes from the first reading. In the first reading from Deuteronomy, we hear Moses say that one cannot live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. What I found kind of intriguing about that is these words from Scripture are the same words that Christ uses when he is driven out by the Spirit into the desert and is hungry because he's been fasting for 40 days. The devil tempts him and says to him, if you're the Son of God, turn these stones into loaves of bread. The reason that I think this is so profound is because what the devil was doing to Christ in that moment was appealing to his pure humanity. He was appealing to the human hunger that Jesus was feeling in that moment. But Christ uses these words saying, it is not on bread alone that we live, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. What Jesus was telling the evil one in that moment, and what Jesus is telling us in today's scriptures is, I am that word. I am the word of God, and it's only through me that you can have life. The reality is, our flesh is transient. It's going to go away. We recall that on Ash Wednesday when we recognize that we are dust. We come from dust, we will return to dust. But as people of faith, there is so much more to that. And that's why the scriptures are so important to us, because it is from the scriptures that our eternity is fed. In the scriptures, manna, the word that was used by the Jews when they were fed in the desert, is an interesting word. It comes from the Hebrew manhu. Manhu in Hebrew means, what is it? See, the Jews were starving in the desert, much like Jesus, and awoke to find this stuff on the ground. They had no idea what it was. And it wasn't until they tasted it that they recognized it was a form of sustenance. They also recognized, because it came out of nowhere, that it must have come from God. But they called it manna because initially they had no idea what it was. We come here as people of faith. We come here and we have these funny looking little pieces of bread that we bring to this table. We bring a flask of wine to this table. Father will say the words of consecration, but in our hearts, perhaps we still have that question. What is it? What is it that happens to this Eucharist? What is it that happens to this tiny little wafer and this chalice with wine in it? All of us endure this mystery of our faith, and I want to suggest to you that there is no right place to be in that journey. What is right is to be on the journey. What is right is for us to continually ask ourselves, what is it in this Eucharist? What is it I am taking from this Eucharist? What is it that this Eucharist is providing to me? That is the most important question. We have to trust in the promise that Christ made to us, that the Word is life, that He is life. But that doesn't let us off the hook in the midst of our world, in the midst of our flesh. Because if we allow ourselves to only have sustenance based on our human experience, we will go hungry. We have to be willing to go beyond our human limitations. We have to go beyond faith. We have to step into the mystery. We have to continually chew on this mystery. Stay with it. Try to digest it. Try to understand it. Most importantly, embrace it. Allow it to come into us and hopefully to transform us. In our profession of faith, we believe in one God. We believe in Jesus Christ, who we say is consubstantial with the Father. Consubstantial means within the substance of the Father, one and the same. In this act which we are about to undertake in the Eucharist, we believe in transubstantiation. That's a little bit different. That's where we take the idea of change, trans, substantiation, substance, to believe that Jesus Christ enters into and becomes that Eucharist. Even though, substantially, the Eucharist looks, tastes, feels, smells the same. That is an act of faith. That's something that would be impossible for us to do if we only rely on our human existence. And so we have to be willing to step into the mystery of faith that is Eucharist. Let it be our prayer this morning that perhaps God can enlighten us further. God can challenge us and invite us to continue to try to understand what it is we do in this Eucharist, in the hopes that we can grow as people of faith. And as we grow as people of faith, we can overcome our mere human limitations. That's exactly what Christ did in entering humanity. And He calls each one of us to that same experience.